We're going back to Rivet. Starting Mitzvah with Simon Kufayin Hey. Last time we did Kufayin Gat, Ayin Gimel, we talked about Hakdamas Mois and paying Lay. Kufayin Hey, similar in Yana, was talking about Paiskin, I felt it was appropriate. It's like a natural progression into Kufayin Hey. This Simon, I think, deserves a Hakdama. Let's first discuss what Paiskin is. Paiskin means that I set up a price, I lock in a price with a seller, provided that I pay to make a deal, I pay up front to deposit, and with that I can lock into a price. Now, it's more than just a deposit. Typically then it was that you paid full price, you paid up front the price that you had made up, and he'll deliver pay raise at a later date, and you locked into that price. And the reason why you locked into that price is because you gave money up front. Now, if there was no kinyan yet, and there was no mechira yet, so basically the money that you gave is deemed a halva. And if the price of the commodity, of the fruits, of the paste, whatever it is that you set to purchase, went up in price and it's delivered later on, so that's going to be ribbis. If I make up that I'm going to buy a fruit from you for a dollar and I give you the dollar now, and it's over a period of 3 months, and in 3 months' time, at the time of delivery, that fruit went up to a dollar ten, that's going to be ribbis. So we have a problem with Paiskin, and it's common practice in today as well. And there are hetayim of Paiskin, and we can discuss that. That's basically what this siman is. But the basic two hetayim that we have to know is one is Yeshalai, a common hetay that we've discussed in the past. That is that if the seller has the item that he's contracted to sell, he has that fruit, then that's a heter. Yeshalai is okay. We discussed before, there was a Raman that who possibly suggested that by Yeshla, even if he has a ma'at, but everyone passed him. It's not like that. It's Mavur like that in the G'day La Paiskin, perhaps Rishonim as well, Rambam as well, that by Paiskin you have to have Kala Peris. It's different than Saw Basaw. By Saw Basaw it's enough to have ma'at, but ma'ashenkin by Paiskin you need to have all the items that you contracted to sell. So that's one, that's called Yeshlai. That's a simple heta, but that heta means that he has to have it actually available. But with this simon, the second part of the simon is going to discuss, what does it mean that he has it? What happens if it's an early process, he's in the middle of making it. You ordered a piece of furniture from him and it wasn't dyed, stained yet, or polished, whatever it is. It's ot. How much, you know, how raw can it be and still be considered Yeshlai? And that's going to be later on in Tif Dalet and on. That's one heta called Yeshlai. A second heta for Paiskin is Yotza Hashar. Even if he does not have the item, but if the item is accessible and there's a Shar Kavua for that item, everyone knows that there's a market price for that item, so even though the seller doesn't have it, but he can go ahead and purchase it, that's going to be permissible. Now, what's the reason why Yotza Hashar, and that's really the first three sifim of the sim we're going to discuss in Metzashem tonight, what's the reason why, if it's Yotza Hashar, is it permissible just because it's accessible in the market? So really the Gemara gives two reasons. The Gemara in Tzama Gimel Mebeis says the reason that the Lekeach tells the seller, I gave you money, you're doing me a taiva, why? Because you allow me to lock in a price. Big deal, my honestly, what are you doing for me? Yehavali Zuzi, if I wouldn't have given you the money, if I would have had the money and kept it myself, Biyadi, if it was in my hand, I could have done the exact same thing you're doing. I could have gone to Hini Vishili, names of places nearby, and I could have purchased the fruit as well, stored it by me, waited the 3 months, and then eaten the peris, whatever it is. Possession would take now, but then use the peris. So therefore, you're really not doing me any taiva by going into a deal with me, because you're not giving me a better price, right? We're talking about a case where you're giving according to the market price of today, but we're worried about that it's going to go up at a later date. Big deal. I could have done the same thing. I could buy it today, store it today, and if it goes up, it'll be b'shusi yakov, go up in my rishus. So you're not doing me any taiva. That's the Gemara in Tzama Gimel, which means that the malva is not receiving, the malva slash lekeach is not receiving any benefit from the seller slash loiva. He's not doing him any taiva because he really could do the same by himself. That's the Gemara in Tzama Gimel Mebeis. The Gemara in Ayin Beis Mebeis, the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says, Aloshin, the Allah to be placed by Yatza Hashar, because Afa Pi She'en Lezeh, Yesh Lezeh. Even though the seller doesn't have it, yesh lezeh, the market has it. Slight mishmoyes that has to do because the seller could get it, but if you go through the Gemara there, it's mavun the Gemara, that the time is because the seller could go ahead and get it. That is, that even though the seller, it's aimloy, but the seller, it's readily accessible for the seller, he could go ahead and purchase it in the marketplace. So memelo, it's as if it's yeshla. It's as if he already has it, because it's so readily accessible, he already has it, the shah is yidua, it's kavua, it's $10, I gave him that $10, with the $10 that I gave him, he could now go ahead and purchase it in the market. If he could do that, it's as if he already did that, it's as if he has it, and now it's as if he has it, he has the same lumdus of a heta of yeshla. And the lumdus of yeshla is, which is we've seen this concept many times, it's because since this is only a type of ribis derabanan, when it's yeshloi, it's as if the mechir took place. He has already a misha paro, according to some rishonim. That might be the time. But whatever it is, we see that the mechir already took place. We don't see a loan, an advanced payment. We don't see that. We see a perfect deal, the perfect structure of a mechira. So there's two timing why yotzei shah works. One gemara says the reason why is because the lekeach is not benefiting anything from the seller. And the other time is because the seller himself, since it's readily accessible, the seller himself, it's as if he already has it, and you have the regular argument heta of yeshloi that you could be paiskin. And everyone wants to know, the Achronim want to know, the Shariday is busy with it, and nafkinin is between the two taimim. Everyone wants to know what's going on, what do we need these two taimim for? The Mais is Rishonim already has the kasha. Ritva brings down B'Shem the Ravid, and the Ravid already has this kasha. And the Ritva says the following teretz, which is the most glatt and easy to swallow. And that he says that both, it's not a stiris of Gemara, it's not a machloikis, it's both taimim are necessary. And that is that we have to try to handle side the seller's perspective and side the buyer's perspective. Side the loiva, side the malva. Mitzad the buyer, the malva, he's not getting any ribbis here, he's not gaining anything, because if he had the money, he could do this himself and buy it and store it. And mitzad the loiva slash seller, he himself is not losing anything on the deal. It's not like he accepted a halva and paying back later on more money, because it's kiilu, it's yeshloi, and the deal went already through. So both taimim are really needed to get ahead here. One is mitzad the seller, and one is mitzad the buyer. One is mitzad the loiva, and one is mitzad the malva. Both are needed. One is that the malva is not gaining anything, and mitzad the loiva is really not borrowing anything, because the deal was a done deal. It's as if it's yeshloi, and we just view it as a straight mechira. That's one hakdama, and we're going to see these taimim, how it plays itself out. A second hakdama is when we say yotza hashar, what type of shar do we mean? How kavua, or how steady, or stagnant, how set does this shar have to be? If it changes, it fluctuates every week, like gasoline, is that a shar kavua? If it fluctuates every month, is that a shar kavua? What's necessary to be the level of a shar kavua? And the Gemara on Ayin Beis Mebeis, Rabbi Yochanan, says that we don't want the shar shalo yoris. That's not the shar that's going to make it. That's not enough. But what is the Gemara's two lashonis? Is it a shar of kedumis, or is it a shar of achlevi v'arbi? It means we have three sharim that we have to work with, and I'll explain the three sharim. Achlevi v'arbi is the most kavua dik shar. Achlevi v'arbi means, this is how the Mukiyesa explains these three sharim. It's beautiful, because from the Achreidim, they don't really tell you exactly what they want, you know, what the shar is. And the Mukiyesa is the only one I found who, Rocha Bit Kaktan, and the two places together, explain what the taich of these three sharim on a practical sense. What are they? Akhlebi Vavri is the most kavua to kashar. It's so kavua that min hastam, we could assume, more often than not, this shtar will remain intact, in effect, even till the date of delivery. You purchase something for a dollar, you want it delivered in a month or in 3 months, it's achlebi v'arbi that the shar is so set that in 3 months' time it's going to be still a dollar. Usually. If it changes, good, but we already have a het of yotzei shar. But min hastam roiv pa'amim, it's going to be so steady that it's going to remain this price even for the date to time of delivery. If that's the case, then the zikha, no problem of poiskin, because big deal, where's the ribbit? I paid you a dollar, you're going to deliver me fruit for a dollar in 3 months' time, everything's great. So that's achlebi v'arbi. Even if it did go up, but there's nothing wrong with the deal. The structure of the deal was a perfect deal, because min hastam it wasn't supposed to go up, we view it as a clean Mekach. We don't see a Havah here. We don't see the Ribbis Shavite. That's an extreme Yatzah Shah. That Shah is the other extreme, which we're going to see. We don't need that. For sure, we don't need it to be so Kavua. The second Shah is Kedurmit, like an Itliz, like a marketplace, but a big marketplace. And that is that it's not set for 3 months. It's going to fluctuate. I know, I could assume that by 3 months' time, at the time of delivery, it's not going to be at this shah. It might be more, it might be less, but it's not going to be this price. However, it is kavua enough that there's ample time for either the lokeach or the maicha, whichever one we need, like we said before, might need both, that they could go ahead and purchase it in the market price, in the market for this price. So that's kavua. It's kavua enough. Right now, means I structure a deal with you today. I'm not expecting delivery for 3 months, but I'm paying you right now. With this money, had I held on to the money, I leisurely would be able to go to the market price and buy it for this price. It means I don't have to worry about you doing me this great taiva, because I could do it myself. I could go to the market price, and I'm guaranteed that from now till the time I go to the market on a leisurely pace, in a week's time, whatever is considered normal to expect me to go to the market, it's going to still be at that dollar. So you're not doing me any taiva. And same with the seller's perspective. He has the leisure, he could take a week till he gets to the market. In that time, he knows he's guaranteed that he'll still be able to buy it in the market for this price. So he could buy it as if it's Yeshloi, and if it's Yeshloi, we have the Heta of Yeshloi. That's Kedumis, that's the middle Daga. And the lowest Daga is Shai Shala Yoritz, which fluctuate often. If you're going to take your time till you get to the market, the likely it's not going to still be at a dollar in the market. Might be up, might be down. But likely it's not going to stay for you and wait for you till you patiently get to the shuk. If you go right now to the shuk, for sure it's still going to be a dollar. But if you wait a few days, whatever is considered normal to get to the market, that amount of time is too late. It's not going to be there waiting for you. But if you go now, you could still have it. That's Shar Shal Yaris. That's the lowest Shar. So you have three Sharim. We paskin, it's a machlokes. There's a machlokes, machaber amav, which we're going to see in Sif Aleph, what type of Shar we need. The machaber says you need the middle Shar, kedumis. It has to be enough set that if you take your time to get to the market, it's still going to be there waiting for you. And the Ramah holds like the lowest Shar, that even Shar Shelo Yoritz, as long as it's out there, and if you go right now, you'll get it, even though if you take your time to get to the market, it's not going to be there for you, it's still going to be permissible. Now, even though the Gemara in Ayin Beis says not like that, the Gemara in Ayin Beis says, Lahed Yerub Yochanan says that Shar Shelo Yoritz is not enough, but Tosis and the Rosh, apart from Rav, a different member early on in the Perek, that he argues that Rabbi Yochanan and Shar Shelo Yoritz is enough. So basically, you have a Machlokes, Mechaber, Ramah, how we paskin. Mechaber holds it has to be Kedumis, the middle Shar, that has to stay there for a while, a week, whatever it is. The amount of time, every industry is different, but the amount of time that it's normal and usual for the people to get to the Shuk to buy it. And the Ramah holds like even the lowest Shar is enough, as long as it's Shar Shela Yoritz, that if you go right now, you'll get it, but if you wait, it won't be there for you, waiting for you. That's, now, getting back to our first Shiloh, why we need both Taimims. I told you that the Ritva says that both Taimim are necessary, ones for the Meicher's perspective and ones for the Lokeach's perspective. The Chavis Da suggests a different shot. He suggests that if you want to use the Heter of Yeshloi, that it's as if the seller already has it, because it's readily accessible. He can get it in the shuk, and it's as if he already has it. That heter, you need to have, like the middle shah kedumis, that it's going to be readily accessible for him in a week. So it's so kavua, then we could have a paiskin on it. But if it's only going to be kashar shalayar, it's the lowest shah, he holds that that's not going to be enough to make a yeshloi. And that's why the Gemara, before, when the Gemara over here was going with the shot that even Shah Shal Yoritz is enough, the Gemara before needed a new Sra call that you're not even being mahanim me anything. If I wanted, instead of buying from you now, I would go to the Shuk and buy now, I would also get the price. Kilu, one Tom works for the middle Shar, and the other Tom, that from the Lokeach's perspective, that you're not doing me any taiva, I could get it in Hidi and Chili, that works even on the lowest Shar, because I'm buying from you right now, I can get it right now from the market right now as well. So he sort of makes it a machlekes asug is based on this machlekes of Sha'arim. But like I said, the way we should go is with the Ritva and the Rishonim, that know that both Taimim are always needed. And we're going to see how it plays itself out. So basically, that's the Nakud. In this simon, we have two Heterim, either Yesh Loi or Yotza HaShar. And the Shar is a Machlekes, what type of Shar do we need? The lowest Shar or even a middle Shar? Okay, let's start with Sif Aleph. There's a lot in, there's a lot in practical applications. And let's take it slow. Do me a favor, let me finish the Sif with the raid on the Sif, and then I'll take questions. I enjoy questions, but let's get this, you know, an Oifen, organized Oifen. All right. Zakta Mechaba, Sif Aleph. Ein Paiskin ala Peris, al Shar Shala Yoris, you cannot be Paisik, mebnei she'inu kavua. Again, the Mechaba holds Shar Shala Yoris is not enough, and it's not kavua, it's not going to be set. By the time the seller or the buyer leisurely is going to get to the market, it's not going to be there anymore, and therefore it's not permissible. What's the problem? Again, the problem is because we're afraid that by the time it's delivered, the price may go up, and therefore it's already also to be paisik in this deal already now. It's not pshat, oh, okay, let me be paisik and then let's wait later on, I'll worry about the issa later. No. If you're going into a deal, you're structuring a deal that he's mechuyev to deliver an item, and that item, even if it goes up in price, so that's already a ribis type of a ketitza, and we answered the ketitza, Chazal answered that you now do this ketitza already now. Aval, however, paiskin al shar shebe medina, you could be paiskin on that second shar, which is more kavua, shu kavua. That's already fine. Um, mishiyata shar shebe medina, once it's yata shar, mutalak the mois lechaver, you can give an advance payment, velif sagimoy, and have strike a deal with him, shiitin loy oisim peris kalashana, he has to deliver these fruit the entire year, kishir ma'isav, against the amount of money that you paid him up front. The oisai shar, according to the shar that's out there already. I feel emisyakru, even if it goes up in price, it's still permissible to be delivered, because right now we see it as a mechira, like we discussed before, even though it's ainloy, it's as if it's a yesh, like it's a tziyotai shar, he could go get it, and mitzad me, you're not doing me any toiva, because I could have purchased it myself. But I feel ainloy mecha peris, even if the mecha doesn't have them, so it's not mamish a yesh loy. But the Yotzei Shar is as if it's a Yeshloi. It's as if he has it, so we see a Mechira going on here. We don't see a Halva, a prepayment with a later delivery. We see a perfect Mechira going on here. I purchased something, it's as if you have the payas, it's as if you transferred the payas in my Rishos, just it's only going to be delivered at a later date. That's the Mechava. Zog the Ramah, like I discussed, the Yeshreimim, the Poiskin, al Shar Shalo Yoris. Some say you're allowed to be Poiskin even on Shar Shalo Yoris. The Yeshlo Hakel, and you're allowed to be mekel be'isa derabanan, even though it's a machlekes rishonim. But the Ramah, in the document, he says a little more. He says the basroi hold its mutter. But even without that, he says that this far as well, that even if it would be a sofik hashaka, be a regular machlekes between the Rambam and Tosis, big deal. It's an isa derabanan. We have a klal and all this isri derabanan. As long as it's a sofik hashava, Safak Ashokol, Yesh Lahakol Bisr the Rabbanan. So you're allowed to be Megal on an Issa the Rabbanan. That's the Ramah. Now, why is this only an Issa the Rabbanan? L'chayr, if I pay you up a dollar now and it's delivered a dollar ten later on, l'chayr, that should be real ribbis. So if you look in the Shaks of Cotton Gimel, the Shak says, Yesh Lahakol Issa the Rabbanan, Kloima. Why is this the Rabbanan, the Kivan, the Derek, Mecha, Kamemkahu, Eino Element the Rabbanan? A cloud we had numerous times. In order to have a ribbis d'oraisa, you have to have min b'mina. I give you apples, you give me back apples. I give you money, you give me back money. If you give me more money or the more apples on that deal, respectively, then that will be ribbis. But if I give you money and you give me back apples, that's a mechira. That cannot be a regular halva, that cannot be ribbis d'oraisa. It's only ribbis makmas mecha, and that's why it's only d'rabbanan. So here too, I'm giving you money, true in advance, true it's like a halva, but you're not giving me back more money at the end of the day. You're giving me back more merchandise than my money was worth that I advanced to you. So that's only going to be at Derek Mekko Kamemka. That's only going to be in Issa Derabanan. That's what the Shach says. I would like to be Moisif. I mean, the Shach is Zichar right, and we have this many times. But here I believe it's in Issa Derabanan even without it. The reason why this is in Issa Derabanan is because today when I made the deal, it was a fair deal. I gave you a dollar, and we made up to deliver a dollar worth of pears. It might go up, but then again and again, it might go down. So yes, we're going into a risk. Yeah, it might be worth $1.10 tomorrow and a gain. It might be 90 cents tomorrow and they're going to lose. As long as right now the deal is fair, even if it would be the same min, it would still only be Issa Derabanan. It's only going to be that in the event it goes up, it looks bad, so Chazal asked it. But Be'etzim right now, I don't see any ribbis structure. There's no ribbis tzutzah. You have cut anything? No. You gave a dollar for a dollar, that's fine. And V'araya, you see the same concept by saw v'saw. If I lend you a saw of apples, I'm not to be paid back with a saw of apples, even though there too, it's asam midrabanan, because maybe the apples will go up, and in case it goes up, yeah, it looks, you know, you're giving me more. But even that is only ribbis derabanan, even though it's min b'minoy, even though it's a hava. I gave you a pound of apples, a saw of apples, you're giving it back to me. But still, that's only going to be ribbis derabanan, because it's a fair deal. A saw for a saw is a fair deal. I will go up later on, okay, but it might go down later on too, so that's not considered ribbis derabanan. So you have two reasons here why it's ribbis derabanan. But whatever the reason is, the Ramah says, since it's only ribbis derabanan, yesh lahakil, since it's a machlekes. So l'didan that we go with the Ramah, it's going to come out that you're allowed to be poiskin even on a shar shalayaret. In the practical sense, even if the shar fluctuates every week or every few days, exactly punks in the kud, I can't tell you, but it has to be something that's going to last as long as it takes for the buyer or seller to go to the market now and purchase it. If it's something that you can cut a deal quick, so as long as it lasts for one day, let's say the price of gasoline changes every single day, but I have time, you have time, we can both go to the market and purchase gasoline today, then that's fine. That's not a problem. As long as it lasts long enough that we can get there now and get that price. So that's a reason to get us. So this already takes care of a lot of our problems. That's one major heta that we have. Okay. Yeah, okay. The Sfardim attack have a problem with the Mechaba. Okay, the Mechaba is not so bad. Mechaba has, as long as it's a Shash Medina, the middle shot, if it lasts for a week, whatever is considered leisure to get to the market, that's fine enough. Okay, now, this Mechaba is talking about cases of things that need a Shar. We've discussed in Kufay and Gimel, we had a Shver Ramah there. Everyone jumped on the Ramah, and the way we explained it according to the Tveres Lamoshes Pshat, there were others similar, but Tveres Lamoshes said it the best, is that if you have something which is Ein Shumasa Yedua, something which doesn't have a price, it means of course everything, again, everything in the world has a price. If I'm mazik it, I steal it, we could be kaveh a price for everything. We'll get Shamayim to assess it, three professionals. I can get you a price on anything. But what we mean to say is something that's not Shumasa Yedua, because every item is different, every animal is different, every animal is different in strength, different in weight, different in quality and in talents. So therefore, every animal needs its own assessment. So it's not blatant a price. It's not Shumasa Yedua. Oh, everyone knows all that animal is $100. No, we can't pinpoint an exact price unless we are experts to know exactly the difference in the nuances in the market. If that's the case, if you have something which is ain't Shumasa Yedua and will never be Shumasa Yedua, the Tveres Lamoshes teaches up a Ramah that that's mutter to be paisik. Why? Because what's the problem of paiskin? Chazal didn't want to allow you to do this because it looks terrible. I give you a dollar today, tomorrow I see a beautiful shipment for $1.10. Everyone sees I gave you a dollar advance, get a $1.10 shipment. Boy, that smells. Or I buy a piece of furniture, I pay up front in advance, I lock in on this beautiful leather Natuzzi couch, right? I give you $1,000 up front, and all of a sudden I'm getting this couch. By then, leather went up and it's worth $1,200. That looks terrible, right? But if every item is different and we can't determine the exact price of the item, ain't you must do well? So when it's delivered, even though it's true the market might have gone up, and true the yoidim, the mumkin know that it went up, but the hamainam don't see it, they see $1,000 for this couch, that could be. If you're not an expert, you could believe it's $1,000. Something which is ain't Shumasa Yedua, then it's permissible because there'll never be nicker that there's ribbit. So that you're allowed to be priced. And that's the Tveres Lamoshes. It used to be a great hetter. Today it's not such a great hetter anymore because everything is mass produced. It's rare you have something which is unique. Everything from couches to tables to chairs to tape recorders, everything to suits to clothing, everything is mass produced, so you can always really pinpoint a price and have Shumasa Yedua in the market. But if you commercialize a tzia that's ain't Shumasa Yedua, you have that heta of the Tveres Lamoshes. Let me give you a third heta. A third heta, this heta is not Muslim, and that is, this is the heta of the Shardaya. The Shardaya tainis that it's mutta to be poisik on something that shar constantly changes. Our case of the Mechaba is talking about something which eventually, Mietz Hashem, will have a shar, but it's early on in the season, It's not kavua yet. We have a shar shalayaris. Maybe we don't even have that, depending on the stages. So that's bad, because right now, since it's no set market, so we didn't go into this full swing. The market's not out there full swing. People are hoarding the goods. They're waiting for the price to set in. So therefore, it's not so accessible. But if you have something that's like a stock exchange, that the item is going to fluctuate every 5 seconds, it'll never be kavua, so no one's hoarding the goods, waiting for this shar kavua, because every second it's changing. They'll never have that shar kavua that they're waiting for, so it's always accessible. It's just as accessible tomorrow as it is today. It'll never be more accessible, so Zakta Shar Deya, that's already considered as if a shar kavua, because he learns that the whole ma'ala shar kavua is only to get it to be in full swing, fully accessible. So Memela, if something doesn't have yet a shar kavua, but will have it tomorrow, that's a problem, because today it's not fully accessible. But if something will never have a shar kavua, will never be zeichet to a shar kavua, then that's already muta, it's not a problem, it's in full swing already.
That only has to do for the future.
We'll discuss. We're going to go through a bunch of that there, and we'll see. So that's a shar deya teta. We don't go with the shar deya. We could use it as a sniff. The Paiskan don't go because there's many Paiskan Mavun. Not like that. He himself uses that, perhaps the title of that Ramo over there, which everyone hears the Kashan has a different shot. But what's the side why, I guess, why we don't go with the Shah Deya? Just underlying side is that what we need from a Shah Kavu is not just to be readily accessible. We need to be readily accessible for this price. If, for example, I'm going to be Paiskan on you and I say, well, it's readily accessible for $2, and if here's a dollar, it's not going to cut. It won't make it, because this dollar can't buy the goods that I'm making the deal for. I have to give you the amount of money that you can take that money and buy the goods that are necessary. So we write the shar fluctuates every second or every whatever it is, every minute. That's not going to make it. Who cares that it's readily accessible? But lav dafka for this price. You're allowed to sell something at a discount if it's yeshlai. But if it's Einloi, and you're coming onto the het of Yotza Shar, you cannot sell it as a discount. Because what's the whole lomdus? Yotza Shar is predicated on the fact that with the money that I give you, you can go ahead and buy it in the market, and if it's as if it's Yeshloi. If the money that I give you won't make it, you can't buy it in the market for that price, then it's Einloi, then it's Taka Einloi. And the fact that it's readily accessible is not going to make it Yeshloi, because it's not readily accessible for this price. It's only going to work for this amount of money. And I'll even go a step further. If you look in the Mechaba says, Mutal akta moysa kaveh v'lifsak ima sh'yitin lo'y oysim peris kol ha'shana kishir mo'ysav k'vi oysay ha'shar. So k'vi oysay ha'shar is what we're discussing. You can't get a discount. But it's even, the Mechaba goes so far, there has to be kishir mo'ysav. For example, let's say the shar is a dollar and I want to get 10 pounds of apples, so really it costs you in the shire $10. And I'm going to give you only $5 up front now. But you're not giving me a good price. I'm giving you $5 now. I'm yet to share, I'll give you another $5 at a later date. So it'll be $10 for the 10 pounds. It's still going to be also in the Meduik and the Makabe. They looked upon the Meiris. It's because the Makabe says you need it to be only Kishir Maisav. The Lomdus is, it's because with the money that I'm giving you, you could take that money and go buy it now, so it's as if it's Yeshlai. Or if you use the other Svara, that you're not doing me any favor, because with that money I could go ahead and buy it. So good, if I give you the full price of $10, so I don't need you. I could have taken that $10 and bought it from somebody else and got it delivered already. But if I'm only going to give you $5, that $5 is not going to make it. I can't buy 10 pounds of apples for $5. So if I don't have that heta, that svara of my Hannes Lee, and I don't have the svara of it's kilu, it's yeshle, because you can't buy it for that money. So either svara is not going to work out. So you need bedafka kishir ma'isa. If I give you an advance payment, it's less than the full amount, and even if there would be a shar kavua, it's not going to be permissible. Then you mamish going to have a yeshla, and then once you have yeshla, the cheski is right, you have a right to give him a discount, or to give him only mikdas mois up front. We could discuss about a yeshla, you made the kinyan, but without that, it's not going to work. Okay, now like I said, the shar day is not muskam, but the tefes moisha, the case we said before, of ancient masi yadua, that works. Let me give you two more heterim, which are going to be necessary. We discussed right now that if I don't give you all the shir ma'isav, we're going to have a problem. B'derech klal, in corporate America, we don't give an advance payment full amount. We'll give half, a third, a deposit, 10%, whatever it is, that's all we're going to give. Whether you buy houses, buy couches, how much do you ask for up front? How much? 40%. So I'm 40%. So you're not asking for the full amount. So even if it will be a Yotze Hashar, it would still be also according to the Machab, because you need Kishim Ma'isa. So unless it's going to be a Yeshloi, you're going to have a problem. Usually, if you're talking to retailers, I can't say always, but very often the retailers don't have it in stock. They have to get it from their supplier, their wholesaler. So it's going to be an Ein Loi. The fact that they can get it from the wholesaler doesn't make it Yeshloi. It's Ein Loi. It only blives like Yotze Hashar, but Yotze Hashar is not a Hetzer if you're only going to give Miktas Mois. If you only give 40%, that's not enough. You have to have Kishim Mois. You have to give the full amount. So what are we going to do with Maisim B'Choyayim across the board? It's across all industries in America that we give money up front for deposits, not the full amount. What's going to be the Hetzer Talak into a price? The Mishpat Shalom says the following, two Heterim. Sometimes both are applicable, sometimes none are applicable, but if either one's good, he gives you a Hetzer. Two beautiful Svaras. First Svara is that it's Mutter if the Derech because what's the reason why the Mishkaba needed all Shem Ba'isav? Is because if you want to be able to buy it and he needs a Shili, you need all the money. Or if the seller's going to need to buy it and he needs a Shili, he needs all the money. So if you give Mixas Ma'isav, it's not enough. But if across the board, everyone plays this, everyone does business like this, they deliver the goods, they'll allow you to pay Mixas Ma'isav. Now, again, not that they just allow you to go into contract, but they allow you to pay Mixas Mois up front, and let's say allow you to extend your credit and then pay the rest later on, but already deliver the goods with Mixas Mois up, then he says, then you basically accomplished the Mechaber. You already have the heter of Yotze Hashar. Because the seller could go ahead and get the goods today for that 40%. Because if he gives 40%, it'll be delivered to him, so it's as if it's Yeshloi. And mitad me, my honestly, you're not doing me any favor, because if I would go ahead and I would go, I could already get it in the marketplace for this 40% delivered. So again, and it'll be Beshusi Yaka. So if it's to the extent that people will honor the 40% to the extent to even deliver it and extend you credit, then already it's mutter, even if it's only Mixas Ma'isa. Sometimes you have it not like that. They'll give you 40% up front, but we're not delivering the goods. You know, COD, check on delivery. If you don't pay, no taking no wash. You're not delivering it. Then you don't have this hat. The hat is only if that you have the ability to actually take possession of the goods for the same 40% or the Mixas Ma'isa that you're giving. That's one heter. Another major heter, and this heter works for, let's say, builders. Everyone wants to know how you're allowed to buy in any development.
In the first heter, buy and sell it in credit.
Well,
you don't even need
a 40%. I don't take the money as because I need the money to pay the goods. I take the money to make sure these people are.
Okay, that one second. That's the set. Let me give you the second heter. The second heter is Mishpat Shalom.
If I can get it from the suppliers for credit, then it's
not a
problem.
If you can get it from your suppliers,
I don't have to pay for 30
days. You meaning the retailer? Yes. Okay, that the place can have a problem with. What happens if you can buy it? I'll give you a better case. What happens if you can buy it from your wholesaler? Not, you could. You better be able to buy it at a discount. Otherwise, you're not making money, right? So you can buy it from your wholesaler for 80 cents, and you sell it for a dollar. So maybe even if I give you 80 cents, it should be enough, because you can buy from your wholesaler for 80 cents. So luckily, that's not going to make it. So you can get into technical lumdis mitzad the seller, maybe mitzad the seller would really work, but zikh mitzad the buyer, if I don't have access to buy it on the market for 80 cents, then you don't have the het at the time of my honestly. You are honestly, because I couldn't get it for 80 cents. I couldn't lock in and have it delivered for 80 cents. I need to pay the dollar.
So, Some person can't go for 40% of the price of the cash. You can't get anywhere cash.
So that's what I said. Depending on the industry, sometimes you could have that if you pay a certain amount up front, it'll be delivered, and the rest they'll extend you credit. Let's say you buy certain cars or computers, Dell. You pay up a certain amount, the rest they'll extend you credit. So if it's accessible, you can get it now, even though the price of the car might go up. Computers usually go down, but cars might go up. That's fine. So you could already get it, but if the
Why?
I can get it from. I can get it a car right now. I can get it. I can go. They'll give you me these options. You know, extend me credit 6 months, no financing. After that, a certain financing charge, whatever it is. If the, I can get the goods now, so it's readily accessible. some from somebody else, so then I have that heter. The second heter is Mishpat Shalom, which is what Moshe was saying, which is you can't run with it, but it works very often. And that is, let's take a case of a building, because that's an extreme problem. You're building a development. It's impossible to have a Yatzah Hashar on that, because at least right now it's impossible, because the house that I'm buying is in a specific makom with specific house. I can't get, if I'm buying, let's say, in Sterling Forest, I can't get another house from a different building, Sterling Forest. Not that location, not that spec. It's not going to be. He can't get it. No one can get it. It's not Yatzah Hashar. So there's no Yatzah Hashar. Mishnah Dem, it's not a Yeshla, it's an Eilay, it's a Dovashaloy Beloylam. The whole thing is one big fictitious deal, what's going on here, but I'm paying a price. And don't tell me you have the head to the thread from Moshe, because ain't you must you do it. No, because by the time I close, it's Shumasa Yadua that I got a deal. First of all, the builder's already holding stage 3 by the time I close, and he's asking for another $80,000 for the new guy who's going to go into this fictitious deal. So that's, sorry? A good $100,000. That was in your contract, that was better. But depending on how it is, so at that point, it's very blatant Shumasa Yadua. But even if not, the market price here goes up from year to year, from the time you got locked in to the time of in the Lake of Monk in the last 10 years, going up at 10% a year. By that time, it costs $40,000 more. It's Shumasa Yadua. So you don't have that hat either. So what hat do you have to go into a building? The builder clearly, no, taking a watch. If you don't give him the 10% deposit, he's not talking to you. You can do, that's it. He's not going to sign a contract. There's no deal. So what is the hat? I get this phone call very often. You know, people walk in, get nervous, they heard a baiskin, and stand, oh, what's going to be with houses? The heter is this the heter that I know of is this Mishpat Shalom. Mishpat Shalom says that if like in New York, not like in Lakewood, but if in like New York, that the 10% is put into escrow, and it's only to show that you're committed, to show that you're serious, to show that you're willing to put your money where your mouth is, you're willing to go on this deal. If you can come up now with $50,000 on the table, put it into escrow and let it rot for a year, I see that you're serious, I'm willing to sell you the house. So Zokta Mishpat Shalom, first of all, if it's my mission to escrow, you don't need a Mishpat Shalom. Then there was no halva, because the seller didn't have access to it. But Zokta Mishpat Shalom, even in Lakewood, where the builder is, it's a Yargav al Yava, they'll never allow you to do such a deal and put in escrow. They need the money, because with that deposit, that's where they pay their workers to be able to start the project going. They need that money, and if you don't give them access to that money, they're not cutting the deal with you. But Zokta Mishpat Shalom, if the amount they charge is the same amount that other builders charge, only to show, to convey commitment, to convey that you're serious, then we could view this, you're not giving this as Akdamas Mois, you're not doing this to lend the builder money, what you're doing in this is just to show that you're committed. And that's what you were referring to by the couches. I give you 40% only to show that I'm committed. If you can show that across the board, the industry has it, that they'll accept this 40%, even if the seller has no access to the money, he'll take a post-dated check, he'll put money in escrow. It shows it's clearly only for the commitment, then in a chanami, then even if you have access to the money, it's already mutter because you're not charging more. But if already you're striking a better deal, you tell the buyer, if you give me 25% up front, I'll give you a better deal. Clearly, I wouldn't have problems at Shnei, that was commanded in Mefarish, that has its own set of problems. But Stamazai, even if you ask a buyer, unassuming, for more money than is the norm, to convey a commitment that's out of the ordinary, 25% is out of the ordinary, then in a Konami, if you decide that in your next development, you're only going to go through the deal, if people put down 25%, it will be an Issa Ribbis of Akdomis Mois of this problem, because it's Ein Loy, it's for Lo Yotza Hashar, and clearly the reason why you're getting 25% is because you need access to more money to get this development underway. So that's not going to make it. But if it's as long as it's normal, 10% industry standard, that's going to be a heta. So that's a major heta. And that works most of the time, or very often, I should say.
What happens if a lot of people are willing to buy the house? You could sell it to 10 people or 20 people. So you don't need anyone to show that they're going to be serious anymore.
No, but I don't want this guy to drain me a cup, tell me he's buying it. I think he's buying it. He already chose the tiles. He wants this like this, and all of a sudden he's backing out. If he puts money in escrow, I know that I have him over the barrel. He's not running away, not today, not tomorrow, not in 5 months' time. It means I want to get past the marketing stage, so I can concentrate and focus on the building stage. I don't want to be busy with this guy forever. Sorry? So why is that a header?
But
No, faket. And then they're forced to deliver.
No, faket. I'll give you 10%. I'm going to back up later. The faket, they're very happy.
So Avada, they're very happy. Why not? They made money on the price going up and getting the 10%. That's true. Sorry?
They'll give back.
They'll give back what? They got it, they don't. But depending on the bill, depending on the reason why you're backing out. Depending who's backing out, depending why. But I don't know how that's going to help you, Lamaita. But if he goes through with the deal and he gets the higher house, the higher valued house, you can have a problem. But poison, unless you have this masham, this mishpat shalom teta, that it's considered just to convey that you're committed. Okay.
Where's Simic on New York?
Basically, we're Simic on the industry that other than the Yiddish builders in Lakewood, the money is put into escrow. Sorry? And Muncie. But that's the Uzi, the Chevelpins, right? Right. And it's put in escrow, usually. Right. So let's say we go to someone who's building furniture. So in your case, you have a different type. But let's say he has a case that he, let's say, builds kitchen cabinets. So any type of that craftsman type of a job like that, industry standard is that they want a third up front. And the reason why they want a third up front is because Bidera-Klal, the materials, cost a third. So they need that to cover their expenses. So if it's just to show commitment and that's how it shall look back, good to say that, and it works rather. But if the only reason why they came up with this number third is because they need access to that money so they'll be able to keep their business alive and keep it going, so then you might have a problem on your hand.
If you're taking that third and buying the material, then he needs that money
So he needs that money, right. But if you tell me that other people are willing to put into escrow, then even though he's not, because he's strapped for cash and he needs that money, you'll have the same net of the Mishpat Shalom. But if everyone is only doing to be able to cover their expenses for the materials, and it's nothing to do with strong commitment, could commitment 15% would be enough? Could be, I could argue, that the reason why they ask the same amount of money to cover the materials is because they don't want to be caught stuck with the materials. It means that the fact that they'll have to swallow the labor at the end of the day is a halberd. But to take a loss, that they're going to expend the third of the for the materials and only get from you 10% and come out with a loss, that they're not willing to go through the deal. So they want a third down just to cover their expenses. Not because they need access to the money, just they want to have a degree of commitment that they're covered. So then that will be fine. Then you have the Mishpat Shalom Svara. Ancient Masi Yidu only works on something that's original, something that's unique. One thing is not like the other, so you can, the Hamoinam is really not, can't get an exact price for it, so they'll really never be able to establish a price. Only Shamoim, only Bikim will get it. But by and large, things today that are mass-produced, it's very rare to tell me that something today is Ancient Masi Yidu. It's rare. It has to be something handmade, unique, something like that. Kitchen cabinets is a standard. So, what? Which for Micah? What size? What this? Okay. The problem is that I'm giving him money on something that he doesn't have yet. So it's not. It's ain't loy. And if it's loy yotzei sharif, he can't get it in the market at that price. So you don't have that hat either. So if later on, if the prices of wood or materials go up in price or workmanship goes up in price, he's delivering me something which is worth more.
Possibly go up. That amount is ancient
amount
completed. That
$1,000 doesn't go up. I don't know. If they're all the same, you can get a price. If it's standard, you can call up three kitchen guys and get a price from three kitchen guys easily. You don't need grace of Bikim to do it. And it could be the Velt knows the Yoidim without Shamoim. But people built houses. Oh, yes, going to just build the house. What's the price of the kitchen? They'll say, this kitchen is this. I priced it already. This is this. All right.
No one else can do.
And if it's unique, and a chanami, so you have that, the venture must you do, and a chanami.
If you have all the material, could I expect him all the money to cover the material? So why, the credit should be more than that because you're only negotiating on labor. If he takes the money off,
but yeah, that's right, it's not going to go up
totally
because the material he has already.
I know, but we're going to see later, it's Eila. He doesn't have the material yet, and even with having the material, it's cost of too many malachas.
30% is to buy the material. The material anybody can go out and get. So he's taking.
Yeah, you don't want wood and glue. You want a kitchen cabinet.
I understand. But
so it's not going to help you.
But instead, what the moicher took, if he took the 30% just for the material.
Right, but he's delivering and committing a price for the workmanship. That price might go up. So he's delivering you at the end of the day. No, it's not. Why is it? You can't get anywhere. Try to get this somewhere else. You won't be able to get it built today. built this week, you're going to have to again go through the process, go to the next guy, wait your 6 weeks till delivery, whatever it is. So you can't have it today, so you won't have it. It's not the yotka to say it's yakeh b'shus. I could buy it today and store it and let it go up in my warehouse. You can't buy it today. It's not. You can't get this kitchen cabinet anyway. So what? But that might go up. It might go up. You're not going to have that hetza. Besides which, I don't know if you can. I'm not doing two mechirs with him, one on material, one on the kitchen, on the labor. I'm doing one thing on the whole thing called delivering a kitchen cabinet. He, in his mind, wants a third to cover his cost of material. But the kitchen cabinet, which was what we contracted to buy, that kitchen cabinet is not nimsa. That is not yotza shah. It's not accessible. It's not going to have a hetza. Okay, let's go back to, let's look at the end of a shach. If you look at the end of the shach, Aleph, we once discussed in Kufay and Gimel, but you see how the shach paskins, and basically it's muskim, is that we once cleared, if I'm poiskin on something which is a yeshlai, and that's the hetza that I need, that you have it already, do you have the right, if I'm poiskin, do you have the right now to spend or use that yeshlai and deliver me something else in 3 months' time, a different item? And we discussed that Rashi's mashma, that no, the hetza is only if of the stock that I ordered, something of that stock remained for 3 months, and you're delivering from that stock, from that supply, then it's only then it's mutter. That's Rashi, and Taisis started off like that, but then at the end of Taisis he says that you're allowed to use it, it's only a heta to have a psika. We look as if there's a mechira. Once you have a heta, that's fine, even though at the end of the day you ended up spending it and delivering something else. And if you look at the Shach, if Kornalef at the end, he says that, like Tosaf, Afilu Mocha Akakak, the Mamsh last 3 lines, Afilu Mocha Akakak Hamoika, Masho Echayiv Litin Lalokea, Kafi Mashu Shava B'Shas Psika, it's also Mata. Because once you get by the Psika, once it's a Yeshle for the Psika, after that, what you do with it, it's fine, it's not a problem.
We also said that if we have the Yeshle, it doesn't have to have the full amount. Right. All you have to have, if you were selling the coffee, you know, all you have to have is like one.
No, that we discussed. That's only a heta by saw b'saw. That means when I'm lending you, if I'm doing an exchange, coffee for coffee, bean for bean. So if you have a mix of beans, that's enough, and you can get it all. But by poiskin, it's not going to work. If I want to be poiskin, you have to have for a yeshla, you have to have the full whatever you need. If I want poiskin 10 barrels, and you have to have 10 pounds. The price can be asked the kasha, why is it worth? Different terutzim given, but balabatish, the way the price can, you know, maybe not be the rishonim shot, but the price can go that when you're talking about a real mechira, money for an item, to get by, you have to see a mechira. And you can't see a half a mechira. You got to see the mechira. I got to see $10 for 10 pounds of apples. $10 for 1 pound of apple, but it's as if we have 10 pounds of apples, that's not going to make it. Sabasaw, which I say that it's not a real mechir, that just we see a fair deal just going a saw for a saw, so then they say even a little bit is enough. But by poiskin, you have to have, if you want to exercise the heta of yeshla, you have to be yeshla hakol. You have to have everything that you are being poisek on. If you have one love seat and I order from you 3 love seats, that's not going to make it. You've got to have all 3 love seats there to have the heta of yeshla. If you have yotza shah, you'll have a different heta. But the heta of yeshla, you have to have everything that's on order, that we contracted to do. Okay.
What is the limit? Like, how long? Yotza shah means it has to be readily available, right?
So we said, the makhlek is how, makhlek is makab and ramah. According to ramah, it just has to be readily available, that you can get it now, in a day, 2 days, whatever it is.
But it has to be made. It's not readily available.
Correct.
Any standard.
Correct. In your industry, that if you call up the wholesaler to deliver this couch, he cannot deliver it tomorrow. It means he won't be able to get it to you at this price. Or if I would have to go to somebody else, I can't get it now. Then in Hanami, it's not readily accessible. You will not have the heter of Yotza Hashan.
Why isn't Yotza? We have a price list which is respected. So why is not? I know what the price is going to be for the next 2 months for this item.
How it's going to? If you can get it to the extent that it's going to last, Kishar Akhlebi Vabri is going to last even past the delivery date. So we can talk about that. So that might be much better. But that's not always the case. It goes up in between. Just you could lock in at that price. But it can go up. And by the time we deliver it, in the next 3 months or 6 weeks, whatever it is, it won't go up?
Now, usually, I will get a notice that in 3 months the price is going to go up. In this particular, talking about network.
Ah, yeah. So if you know that by the time of delivery it's not going to go up, and economically, so you're not locking in a price. And then it's fine. I mean, even if you are lacking a price, so then it's like you have the yata shah of achle bivarbi. I can get it even at the time of delivery. If there's such a, then l'charya, maybe you can say that even though you don't have this lumdus of getting it now, but you can wait and eventually get it. And ekonami, you'll have that heta.
Now let me ask you one question. You said before that the person who's buying is not getting any ano from the whole deal because he can go and find
as if, right.
As if. So why is he giving the money?
That's what I said. I can get a behemi b'shir. I can go nearby and get it. Maybe I don't want to be busy stacking it, storing it, taking the risk something will happen. It will rat.
He doesn't have to store it. He doesn't have to.
So the Gemara talks about the zaitika hanos and what those hanos are worth. You're looking why I'm doing it. That's why I'm doing it. But the yisoy, the underlying reason is I can do it myself. I'll give you a marshal. Where's Nagea today? It's Nagea today in the food industry, bakeries, Barksham now that Yoshin caught on, so it used to be that they had to be Mesa Nefesh and stock the flour themselves. Now Baruch Hashem, there are about 2-3 companies who do it, and if a guy would like to lock in, I don't know if they have such a nefiyah, but let's say they would like to lock in a price for flour for the entire year, so they can gauge how much it's going to be, they can lock in that price, so they're not storing it, so now they're doing the type of to store for me, but they already have the flour, it's a yeshloi. We could start discussing. So in economy, I could have gone, if I want, I could get it delivered today too. So it's bichalti, I can get it now. So my honestly, what are you doing for me? I can get it right now.
You have the money to store it than the actual item.
So okay, like I said, the Gemara talks about the dinim of storing or getting a broker to get it. I might have to deduct for the price, I have to get the broker. But beside, this is the heta. That if it's readily accessible, you have the heta of Yotz Hashar. If it's Yeshla, you have that heta. For sure, it's a chayz of the moicher. Until it's delivered, something happens, it's your headache. That's why I want it to be your headache. 100%. But the mice is, if I wanted to capitalize on the price appreciation, I could do that without you. I could buy it right now and have it go up in my own resource. So mele, it's fine. All right. Let's just talk about a couple nakudas here. One nakuda is, what happens if you have something, I think it's partial, but I'll discuss it anyway. What happens if you have something that has a shar kavua, but for some reason there's a run on it, right now it's not to be gotten. I don't know, you want to buy a certain car, yeah, this should have list price, it is, but right now to get this model just came out, it's a hot potato, you can't get it. You can't get it, you're going to have to wait 5 months, or at least 5 weeks till it comes in, or it's out, everyone is out of stock, or they don't make it, you want a certain type of a phone, and yes, the manufacturer says it's coming, they're making more, but right now it's out of stock. If it's right now out of stock, Yad Hashar is not going to help you. It's as if it's all Yad Hashar. Yad Hashar means it's Yad Hashar and I can get it. If it's not readily accessible, the fact that it's Yad Hashar is a joke, it's no such thing. Next Nikud is, whatever you have something which is was Yad Hashar, was a Shar Kavua, and you were already notified, let's say your case, it's going up. It's going up as of February 6th, it's going up. Right now we're holding the bottom of the 9th, February 5th. It's going up February 6th. But you should know, this shah was already intact for the last year. It's mamish, the shah, better than Achabi Varvi. I think Ledaiti, it's a Dova Pasha, that this shah is not going to make it. Because as far as not the muhus of the shah could have been a great shah kavur, but if right now you and I cannot get it at the shah anymore, it's not readily accessible, so then it's as if it's all your shah. The new, if you give me the new shah's price, so fine. But for this price, it's not yotze. If you tell me it's yotze, you can still hop around another hour or two. So we'll talk about maybe you want to say, argue that gets into the shah shal yotze or the Ramah. I don't believe so, but Yuzika don't have the shah of the Mechaba, the shah of Medina, which is the middle shah. It has to be in a leisurely pace, it has to be out there for another week. If you know it's going to go up sometime this week, that's not like Yotze Hashah.
So that means that this shah, what's it called?
Achle bivarbi, that's the greatest shah.
Let's say, I'll be there, you know, the regular way it changes every year.
Good.
And it's been in effect already for 11 and a half months. Doesn't necessarily go over,
but
then that whole shah is not a
shah. So that shah might be now downgraded to the middle shah of Shah Medina that you know for the next week, literally I'll have it.
So it's really telling you when it changed last time, to know what kind of shah it is.
Correct, if you want to, but even Shah Medina, Lekuli Yam is good. You know, my clerk is my shah shalayaris, but.
Sometimes manufacturers will say if you order by this date, the price is going up February 6th, if you order by February 5th, people have sales.
So you could lock in. But again.
Right.
have to know. He could lock in. I could get. You know, you have to go. Could he get it? Could I get it? Is it it's Yeshloy, and could I get it? Is it accessible for me too?
He can get it because he can go to the next retailer and also have the same dealing orders today.
And I can get it from the next. Well, the next retailer is a yid. He has the same problem. But you mean I can go to a retailer who's a goy and get it from a goy for that price? So it's as if I could get it and have it b'shus yanka. I know the case of b'shus yanka is to an extreme. That's as if I can get it delivered now and have it b'shus yanka. I just lock in and get it at a later day for that price by a goy. I didn't see the price when we discussed that. You can argue that. That's also fine, but that I didn't see. If you look at a Pitzke Tshuva, Pitzke Tshuva brings down from the Tshuva of Chavetz Yar, that if you have a Psika al Ashar, what does that mean? It has to be Tzarek Sheyehei B'minig Midas Ashar She'olav Yata Psika. Kagoy. Let's say Shapaisiki Moilitin Lo Yayin. V'yatashar lefoider. I don't know what it is, but let's say it's a case. V'yatashar for a barrel or a case of wine. Shehu sheish In every case, there are six bottles. Okay, so there was a yatashar for the case, but not for each bottle. Okay, v'zeh noitin lo dumei kam afoider. Take if sheitin lo kol hashan ayayin ad kedei damen shekibol. So if sheitin lo kol pam poider lepachas. If I'm invoking the het of Yatashar, then what has to be delivered to me, Kalashana, is the item that we were Yatashar on. If I use the Yatashar for a case, then you have to deliver it to me throughout the year a case. So if Yatashar a case, and I order from you 50 cases to be delivered weekly a case, that's fine, because each case was already Yatashar. But if I tell you I want to be Yatashar in a case, but to be delivered a bottle at a time, and on a bottle it was lo Yatashar, or was Yata a different Shar, let's say, so it's not Yatashar for that bottle, then that's not going to be a heta, since, I'm asking for six bottles a case, and it was Yatashar for a case. No, because the way you're accepting it, the way it's being delivered is a bottle at a time. To have such a delivery, you have to have a Yatashar for each bottle. All right. This is basically the first sif. Beis and Gimel is a take on and the first sif. But I would like to just finish with a shach. We have another minute or two. I came late. I apologize, but I'll take advantage of it. If you look at the shach sif cotton beis in the sheet of the mechaber, which says yotzer hashar, and let's say you need the shar, the medium shar. Well, let's say you want to extend it to the ramos ketz shar shalayos. You needed an immediate shar. What happens if you don't have the shah here, but you can get it nearby? So the shah, if you have the shah the krach echad, after be shekola yaret as mukum lo ein lem shah, pois kum ashah shal oisa krach. If you can get it nearby, that's the loshna gemara. I can get it behini v'shili nearby towns. That's enough. Even though it's called yata shah in Lakewood, but if it's yata shah in Tom's River in Jackson, that's enough. Seemingly, comes along the base says if miu nirli. Dapko, kishem mistapko is mimena. Provided that people in this town, Lakewood, generally are mistapek, we buy, we're supported, we're provided from that town of Tom's River that was already Yatashar. So then for practical purposes, as if it's Yatashar here, because people here buy from there. That's where we buy from. So for us, that's our shah. Avam ena mistapkas mimeno, but if we don't generally buy from there, Ava Bishain Smukas law, even though it's nearby, Lazlin and Basra, we don't go after it. Elabata Sham Mokum if to the place of Mistapkin Mimena. What does that mean? Venerally, the Mistapkin Ayarsa Smukas land me irzu. If normally people all rely on Tom's River, let's say. They be Izu Shakavu, but Tom's River doesn't have a shah yet, then Hokum Akhair Ayesu Gudela Shemistap Mimena. We go after the largest city that does have a shah. And Taich Ta'atzi Levoina, what does that mean? If you look at the bottom, two lines from the bottom, Rataloima, to Mistapkim in Kama Yarsas Mukhin, this city, we are provided, we rely on Tom's River and Jackson, let's say. So Ryan, to determine if it's Yat HaShah now, we have to see. In Magadilah, if the bigger of the two cities, whether it's Tom's River or Jackson, whichever one is larger, if there, Magadilah, Yeshah Kavua Sham, then it's fine. In Magadilah, Ain Shah Kavua, but if the Gedolah doesn't have a Shah Kavua after Bacheret, even in the other city, there is a Shah Kavua, even though the other city also Mistapkin, Kam Kim Yemena, Yeshah Kavua, Hokanaka, Gedolah, Bein Laka, Bein Lachim. We have to go after the largest city that we rely on, that we are provided from. Okay, this is the heto of Yatashar. Basically, give me Yatashar next week. We'll see about Yatashar as well. And then from Dalet and on, we talk about different cases of Yeshlei. Shkayach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.